Ready your recovery beers. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour craft beer show.
Siren sounds so you think police are behind you.
I'm not sure what that's about, but I'm sure. Yeah. I like it.
Sounds mean.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer. We like the craft of beer, so we have a podcast about the craft of beer. Mm. Being a craft beer drinker. It's a fun. The fun of being a beer geek.
It's
fun. Joys and struggles. It's fun.
It's fun.
We're here. We're still recovering. We're still being mellow.
Oh, so, excuse me. Sorry.
No, well.
I'll calm down.
We're going to be a classy podcast because we got a lot of new people joining the fray with our being on the iTunes podcast page here.
Like it was.
For a full week.
In the 2012.
Who knows? It's still happening. It's been over a week now. It's still happening.
Nobody's caught on?
Nope. The iTunes podcast people are like, did we change out that beer podcast list yet? No, we'll get around to it. Thankfully, they haven't, so we're doing well. If you're a new listener and you don't get all the inside stuff, we do have a primer page. We have a glossary, show glossary, perfectpourpod.com. Click on the show glossary. You can catch up to all the long-running jokes and insideness of the show.
It's a service we provide.
We're going to talk about beer releases to look out for. We're going to have listeners call us and throw out some suggestive topics, maybe, hopefully, for us to talk about. We're going to review our week in drinking beer. Man. And, dude.
And Mike's going to die.
We're going to cough. I'm going to die. We're going to drink
to
beer. We're going to talk about some beer news and all those beer stuff. We have beer music even. So, but first, to catch up on our drinking, our tailgating beers, we had a Stone Ripper Pale.
Mm-hmm.
Bearded Brewer 87 donated to the show.
It was actually pretty good.
It's a good one. It's a good pale.
I enjoy
right out of a 12-ounce can.
That beer.
It is a good one. And we also had a Taxman from Taxman Brewing Company, Taxmango, a Belgian mango.
I didn't get much mango pale from that.
Yeah, I got the Belgian though. Belgian came through loud and clear. Taxman's out of Indiana, I believe. I'm going to say Bargersville, Indiana. And we also had a preview of the a featured beer at Fresyes Fest Saturday. The Cracker Jack Brown. What's it called?
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the ball game, Brown. It's a new beer from Tioga. Is that going to be a one-off, you think, just for the Fresyes Fest?
I mean, if it's popular enough, obviously, yeah, maybe.
If you like it, drink the hell out of it so they'll make it again, is basically what Matt's saying.
What happened to the strawberry blonde?
Well, last year that was the Swear Bear beer.
Swear Bear. She's off
so
in the private
sector now.
Not
enough to be produced regularly?
We have to tribute somebody different every year, so
this year
is the Grizzly.
Because it's 20 years of grizzliness. Yes.
And they're brown.
Fresno Grizzlies, AAA Philadelphia, Houston Astros.
You eat Cracker Jacks while you're at a baseball game.
Yeah, bro.
Come on.
It's in the song.
I want a color. I want it always to be a color associated with the tribute.
I'm all about colored tribute beers.
Yeah.
They gotta have some sort of color.
If you're going to set a precedent, you better stick to it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
So there we go. Those are our tailgating beers, and now we're up to speed. We're ready to begin our podcast day.
I'm ready. I'm ready. It's SpongeBob, for those that haven't seen it.
Goofy, goofy, goofy.
I am very aware of SpongeBob. I'm not sure who watches SpongeBob more, me or my 8-year-old daughter. I'm like, oh, you're watching SpongeBob, huh? All right. Well, I'll watch it with you because I'm a good dad. Otherwise, I wouldn't watch it.
Next thing you know, you've watched 3 hours and they were gone after the first episode.
She's like, Daddy, can we go out and play? We're watching SpongeBob.
Hold on, this is a good part. Don't talk.
I love gold. There it is.
This one, was this from ExoPedal?
I don't
know. Is that why there's XL on there?
Yes.
Okay. The Backseat Burner IPA.
Yeah,
from Otter Creek Brewing.
What'd you call me?
It's got a can with a V-dub bus and a dog in it with a bandana. So that's pretty cruel.
Cool.
It's pretty cruel?
Cruel. It's cruel.
It's cruel, cool, bro. Do that.
To be able to put bandanas on dogs, man. It's not cool.
That is.
You think that dog wants a banana on?
What if it's an organic banana?
Banana?
I don't know.
Bandana.
No, okay. Sure.
That's going around the table from left to right of your podcast now.
This would be a bay window for you, Volkswagen.
Oh, okay. There you go. We've got a couple of Volkswagen nerds.
68 and later.
68 or later bay window.
Westphalia bus. Camper bus.
Westphalia.
Could be a Roadrunner. Nah, it's a Westie. It's got square bumpers, so 75 and later.
Wow. Look at the nerd on that guy. So we get maybe some, as we enjoy this, I like this beer.
Ooh, that is nice.
It's a nice beer from something that's from Europe, east of the Sierras, a.k.a. Europe.
Might as well be Europe.
Something from Old England, not New England. That's a joke, come on.
How about those dad jokes?
I like it. What do you guys think of this?
The flavor matches the color of the can.
Orange. It's got an orange tinge.
You know, if I was trapped on the East Coast and they handed me a six-pack of this, I'd survive.
I'd be like, all right, I'll make it through for a little bit longer. As long as the six-pack can hold me.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. So what's going on out there in the culture of craft beer, gentlemen? Matt.
Hold on. Watching Snapchat. I'm just kidding. So they made an
what was that?
That was what? Screen capping that.
Take care of your social media videos.
Sorry, I was
was Snapchatting.
Somebody was sexting me beer Instagram. So
oh, now they know that you screenshot it though.
No, it's okay.
It's all right. I don't care if they know.
Tour de Fête, the New Belgium's music, bikes, and brew festival.
Bikes, and brew.
It's a touring festival. It has 33 dates this year.
Available everywhere but Fresno.
Yeah. I saw that. More dates, still no Fresno.
If you're looking to participate, they will be hosting one in San Diego, Sacramento, San Francisco, and Santa Cruz.
And not Fresno.
Yeah. Why Santa Cruz and San Francisco? Come on.
Because those are underserved areas in the beer world.
Yeah.
So if you're fans of the band Roots, Third Eye Blind, I'll... Please contain
your Trump inauguration lineup.
Please contain your excitement till the end of the announcement.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
All American Rejects.
All right.
The Naked and Famous.
Okay. They say they are.
You've never even heard of them to make fun of them. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. Ex Ambassadors and Atlas Genius. Those were the biggest names I could find in the lineup.
Those last two seem
to be.
So I said, blind though, bro.
Hey.
So,
are they going to be main stage? I assume.
Ooh,
10 o'clock.
So they were kind of vague. They're all ticket prices. We want main stage.
10 o'clock. Okay, Third Eye Blind. Or we're not playing. Okay. Third Eye Blind wants main stage. 10 o'clock. Ooh.
Hey, showing's at 9. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, give it to him.
Yeah, let him have
it. Oh, yeah, we got it, guys.
We got it.
10 o'clock.
They totally caved.
Yeah. Take that, New Belgium.
Yeah.
So, yeah, turn it fat. fun time. Bring your bike.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're into music, good beer, and bicycles, that would be the place to go. And you can catch them at one of those places. You can see bands. They say ticket prices vary depending upon what date you're going to. So I'd imagine it's somewhere around the $50 range for all that fun.
Ooh, that reminds me. What is the fat bike going to look like this year? Don't they do a different one every year?
Those Detroit bikes are pretty dang sexy.
We never did get ours.
There's one sitting at Goldstein's Mortuary and Delicatessen. It's locked to the bike rack, but you can stare at it.
Mm, I don't know. That one might be kind of...
Is it genuine or is it reproduction?
It's a knockoff.
Is it series one?
I don't know. I don't want to know where that thing's been now.
Locked to the bike rack.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of clam jamming on that bike is what Nick's trying to say.
I think Rad Stacy rode it there one day for work and just left it.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
I got to get rid of this thing. I don't need
to ride this thing back. Uber, I'm Ubering back home. After this uncomfortable piece of...
Is there a bike seat still on it? That's what I want to know.
What else is going on out there?
Well...
You're done, Matt? Beard Brew?
No, that's it. That's okay. What I got. Right. That's my news.
So, everybody seems to be in shock and awe by the latest music/beer collaboration.
Dun, 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 dun! Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Keep going with that. I like that.
No, nobody wants that.
It's groovy, man. Alesmith.
Yeah.
You San Diego's heard of it?
Alesmith.
Yes. Right? Exactly. Thank you for bringing that up. San Diego's Alesmith.
Yeah. I think I see where you're going here.
And Long Beach's Sublime, the band.
Sublime.
They're doing a tribute to 40 ounces of freedom. So I take that walk. And I know. Ooh, I'm not coming back. You want to hear me sing more?
Okay. Nobody wants to hear a drummer sing.
Okay.
unless you're Phil fucking Collins. Phil
fucking Collins. Not the damn Eagles, man. Anything but the damn Eagles. Yeah, so cool. It's going to be a Mexican-style lager.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Why isn't Beachwood doing this, people?
Yeah, what the hell? Nothing says Long Beach more than Sublime.
Uh-huh.
And nothing says Long Beach beer more than Beachwood.
Yeah.
Why is this not happening?
I mean, I'm not hating on this, yo, because I like Alesmith. And they do good stuff. Like the 394 was cool.
I wonder if Beachwood just didn't want to, or if Sublime was like, no.
We like San Diego better.
We like San Diego better. I didn't read into it too deeply. I just saw the Alesmith. Okay. But that did strike me. I was like, why isn't it Beachwood doing it?
Why not? Yeah,
I don't know exactly why they chose that brewery. They just said 25th anniversary, and Alesmith is doing something about it.
Great idea. Great band to pay tribute to, especially if you grew up in the 90s. They were everywhere.
And
maybe...
If you want a 40-ounce.
Oh, yes. That's the special... You got to Eventbrite that.
Oh.
To get the 40-ounce.
You got it. But the beer will be available in normal packaging, too?
12-ounce cans, I believe.
Yep. Okay.
Six packs.
But they are making a special allotment of 40 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Get your 40s.
That would be cool. Might even buy an empty bottle on eBay afterward just to have the bottle.
Maybe. Yeah, that might be worth
bottle. And then buy a six-pack of cans and refill it.
And
then you get it.
And then be like, yeah, I never opened it.
I had it.
Refill your 40.
Take that into the 7-Eleven on Slurpee Day. Is this all right?
Yeah.
Can I use this?
Can I use that as a growler, beauty brewer? Bring my 40-inch bottle?
No.
What if it's twist-on cap?
I would just tell you to leave.
But it's,
sir, leave.
I brought my own cap.
Rub my own cap.
You don't.
How?
We only do in ounces divisible by 32. So 32, 64, 128.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on, Nick?
So, things. XL Perro, oddly enough, mm-hmm. we're drinking his beer right now. Not his beer, but beer he sends us.
Yeah.
So he also sends us Facebook messages, and he sends us the Sobro coffee table that houses beer, has a USB port, and I don't know, I guess it also holds your feet.
Holds your magazines.
Holds your magazines. It's all you need. Does your the tagline says, does your coffee table chill your beer, bro?
Just oh, kidding. Man.
I added that.
Oh, okay. It's like, they had it, bro.
I wish I had a coffee table.
Well, there you go. How much is this thing?
Ooh. Oh, it's underside like LED lights. That was the third.
Ooh, underside LED.
Ooh, underside LED lights. It's a cool $1,500 MSRP. There, Mikey.
That's a lot of Patreon money.
Precise temperatures, though.
Precise.
Precise.
Doesn't it have like
Bluetooth
an app?
Ready.
Yeah. Doesn't have like you can check.
Got the speakers.
Touch
screen. Check in with it with your app.
Tempered glass tabletop. It's got a touch screen built into the top of it. How about that? Is it now? Is it worth it?
It's getting there.
There you go. You could watch all your fantasy baseball on this coffee table, Mike.
Yes.
That's is that how that works?
Finally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, my coffee table is working for me.
Yeah.
It's about time. You're well, that's cool. looking out for the show. It's that coffee table.
We want to ditch her current setup and just replace it with the refrigerated coffee table. So.
Sounds pretty good to me. That's what I've been striving for all these years. Not to get an iTunes podcast page, but to have a coffee table. What else, Nick? Is that all your things?
All right,
you got more things.
Let's see how this goes.
All right, here we go. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's all prepare.
Let's all brace yourselves for this important question. Mikey,
yes.
Pretend you actually rode your bike.
Okay.
I know Bearded Brewer used to bike around town quite a bit.
He did. He used to be.
I do not. He is not
here all the time.
He has not publicly posted if he still does or not, so I cannot say he's not riding anymore.
I have converted my road bike to a stationary bike.
There you go.
I now just bike and watch Netflix because
you got
in my
that.
Garage.
Now you got Uber money. So you're like, I don't need a bike. I've got money for Ubers now.
No, I still use it as a bike. Just it's stationary.
Just doesn't stay goes anywhere.
So IFHT produced a video on how to be a road biker. And one of the, watch the video, it's hilarious, but one of the bits in there is recovery beers.
Yes.
So if you guys happen to ride a long time, what would your recovery beer be?
Ooh.
What has it actually been, or what would I want it to be?
If you've had one in the past, yes.
Oh, yeah. It? Let's get a real world
recovery beer.
Biked up to Eureka Burger, which was about a good solid 25-minute ride from my house. And they promised me an IPA from Pizza Port, and they delivered us a red. They're like, oh, I think it's Swami's or what's their double? What's the double? Kook. They're all, it's one of those two. And I was like, okay, cool. And I got it, and I was like, this is chronic.
Bah, 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 bah.
So that's what I had to have.
Right. But you ordered was
something hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
I want a hoppy beer for a recovery beer. Yeah, definitely in the pale area. I want something pale.
Give it
or
to me
a lager, hoppy lager. I could go with a hoppy lager.
Still, hops is the key, though.
Hops, bro.
Something
light. I don't think a Kolsch would do it though. I think I gotta have a little more backbone.
Something to cut through the the thirst.
Pale.
I could get behind a pale.
Whitney XBA.
Original Whitney. Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Ooh, speaking of riding long distances, you now have a brand new shiny place to park your bike at Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company.
What? Mm-hmm. This is true.
It's true.
There's a bike rack, new bike rack?
Yep. It's
reclaimed.
It's reclaimed metals.
Yeah, no, I mean, as you buy new tanks, sometimes they come with add-ons that you never use, which is true. And sometimes you have kegs that no longer function as kegs. And so our production team happens to be mild fabricators, and so they decided to make this beast of a bike rack. Probably weighs about a good 250 pounds in metal. And they were aiming to securely lock up the ever-growing biking community that comes to Tioga. Lock them up, keep them safe.
By lock up, they mean the bicycles go in the cooler, and they lock up the bikers because they're being unruly.
Yep.
Yeah, something like that.
Keep the bike
That's
safe.
That's good. Nothing
like more a chilled bike.
Biking positivity going on.
Dare I say that we have the biggest bike rack in town?
Ooh. Is it bigger than Goldstein's?
Probably right. Oh, yeah. Is it bigger than Goldstein's?
No.
Can it hold more bikes than Goldstein's?
No.
Oh.
Dang it. So close.
But almost. Goldstein's just has a fence tilted at an angle. And technically, we have like a good solid 30 feet of fence that people could do the same thing to.
This is the most monumental structure of a bike rack. I would give you that.
Yeah. The only other thing I've seen similar, which even somebody else pointed it out to me, was Dust Bowl out front of their new brewery. They have 5-gallon kegs, and they have little just like elbow macaronis welded on the side of them so you could attach your bike there.
Nice.
But I don't know how strong the biking community is out in Turlock. So, yeah.
Never gets used.
Maybe people just think it's decoration. Don't even... Is there signage to say, yes, this is a bike rack?
Nope.
You got to figure out for yourself.
Bikes go here.
Because I saw the picture and I was like, I thought it was some sort of railing for the new tap room remodel. Like a railing to keep the drunks away from the brewing equipment.
It does look, very security barrier.
Yeah. Like, no drunks. You can't go over to the tanks. Ah, come on. I know, Matt. I can go back here.
He said it's cool.
He said it's fine. He says it's a get it.
It's a get it. I got to mention one perfect poor term. It's a get it.
It's a get it. And that's a get it.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out a route where I could end at Tioga and use that bike rack and have a recovery beer while I'm there. That's my goal.
Do it. What do you use to post your bike routes?
Strava. Or it didn't happen.
Do you use Strava?
No. Hell no. Oh. I did use Map My Ride, but it's such a data hog. I was just like, I was over it.
You don't have unlimited data, bro?
No, because it's still cheaper to not have unlimited data. Believe it or not.
Yeah. The cell service for me has not upgraded for quite a while, so...
They said, look at this sweet deal, unlimited data for only $50 more than you're currently paying. I was like, that's not a deal.
if you're not, fees, your overages fees don't match up to that $50, then why bother?
Well, that's the funny thing. They got rid of overage fees, even though I'm on a limited plan.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, wait, this makes no sense.
They throttle you? They get you. They throttle you.
They throttled you.
They try. They try to throttle me.
But I've been good.
You
last couple
throttle
months.
Me!
I've got my rollovers kicking in.
Wow, we got a new beer here. Alvarado Street Brewery. Growers Pale. It's got a little green outlining on it. Man, I like the aroma.
Fresh cut grass.
Insert George George Costanza complaint here.
It was shrinkage.
I was in the pool.
Vandalay Industries.
Yeah, this is a beautiful beer.
This is nice.
Cheers out to my coworker, John. He sent me a random text message saying, hey, I'm going to Alvarado Street. Do you want anything? And I was like, yes, I do.
That happens to me all the time. My coworkers are the worst.
I did not. Yeah. Yeah. My coworkers are always at Alvarado Street saying, what do you want? This is not planned, but this was my culture contribution, which is the hottest California brewery to us beer geeks right now. Ooh. Is it Alvarado Street or Fieldwork?
Whoa, did you just orgame us?
Orgame. Alvarado Street or Fieldwork?
I have a feeling you're trying to say Fieldwork's hotness is waning and Alvarado Street's coming on up.
I might have that opinion, yeah.
I think I would agree with Alvarado Street being the
hotness.
The cool new kid and yeah, for this springtime.
Mm-hmm. You're doing all the things. What do we know about this Alvarado Street brewer? Where is he from?
Hmm.
Is he also from
modern? I don't think you're supposed to ask that question.
Modern times.
Yeah, probably.
So that's where I'm torn. I mean, the last time that I was headed out of town, we ended up going to Alvarado over going to Fieldwork. Obviously, they both make very good beers. I would probably prefer beer-wise Fieldwork because they tend to go on the hoppier side. Even if the brewers prefer like lagers and easygoing ales, they can crank out IPAs like no tomorrow, and they're all flawless or at least beautiful. But you have to decide what you want out of it. If you want to chill on a patio and have a good-ass burger, that's Alvarado Street.
Hmm. I didn't think that. I didn't know they had food there.
All I heard was burger.
Is this in Salinas, Alvarado Street? Or is it
Monterey?
It's in Monterey? Okay. Yeah. I thought they were in Salinas.
It's right by the pier.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. On Alvarado Street.
Oh, okay.
Zach's Brewing, Steven, he's telling me about the hotel. Mm-hmm. I believe you could actually walk downstairs if you're staying in this hotel and walk right into their tavern.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's like a door or two over. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just what... I mean, if you're going to go to field work and you have other food plans or you don't mind eating like a light pastry, they have you covered. But Alvarado Street, it's like you walk in. It's normal kind of restaurant. There's a bar to the side. There's normal seating. You walk further back. They have a little gift shop kiosk, and then they have an upstairs bathroom, which is kind of weird, but it works. And you walk out to this beer garden, and it's just like six or seven tables, and then they have the lounge where it's kind of like wicker chairs with padding, and they have fire pits, and they have heaters overhead, and they have a projection screen. So it is a legit outdoor beer garden, and they have sometimes love different taps, or that's where you get your crowlers or cans and stuff to go. So experience wise, Alvarado Street isn't going on. Beer wise, they both win, unless you just want nothing but hoppy beers in your field work.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
So I don't even think of Alvarado Street as having things other than hoppy beers as well. What else? What do they have that's not hoppy beers? Alvarado Street.
Oops. Not IMDb. Sorry. I must separate.
I haven't seen their non-hoppy beers, I guess.
Well, I had I gave one to the brother, which was the Tall, Dark, and Handsome, which was export stout, I think.
That was Alvarado?
Yeah. The Crowler? Remember?
Mm-hmm. I remember the Crowler.
And they had a couple of... They had like a rice lager and a couple other things. They had some other beers in the inside, but I'm just saying it's it was a very small selection. It wasn't like 20 beers on draft. It was like maybe 10.
So they have a beer called The Haze of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm. Nice name.
I think it's been on at Goldstein's before. The Tayberry Goza was awesome. I've had that before.
Tayberry Goza? It's a Tayberry.
Tastes like a Tayberry.
Snozzberries taste like snozzberries. Peninsula Pilsner. Ooh. Farmer's Market Cask. Cookies and Cream. Golden Ale. So they do some different stuff. They're not all IPA all the time.
Well, they just got to keep doing it. If they're going to send kegs to Goldstein's
Blackbeard's Delight is their porter. Kettle Cooler Sour, Motor Oil Stout. They got quite the list.
All right.
And they're savvy with the names.
I think I'm going to maybe probably go here in about a month. So,
yeah, you
check it out.
The wife and kid go to the Sands. You go take a pit stop at Alvarado. Mm-hmm. They meet up. You all have dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That probably won't work. But my wife's too smart for...
You go clam chowder taste testing on the pier.
Yeah. She's like, I know where you're going. What? What you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Buy some antiques while you're there.
Just accidentally take a day off from work and just drive out there. Have a couple of beers, get some beer to go, and mm-hmm. come back and just be like, oh, home from work.
Great day from work.
Oh, look, if somebody...
I thought about that.
Somebody left me a beer package.
Yeah.
Open up your own box.
Yeah. I'm just going to take a vacation day.
To Mike. And then Mike.
Act like I'm going to work. Tell everybody else I'm going to work. Mm-hmm. And then come back. Damn it, if beer didn't smell,
damn it,
I could get away with that a lot easier. Damn it, somebody needs to get a good beer with alcohol in it that doesn't smell. So I can get drunk and nobody knows. Get on that album.
Sitting there laughing
street.
To yourself. What's wrong? Nothing.
Nothing's wrong. Everything's great. I had a great day at work.
How did you get drunk? You're not even smelly.
One of the customers was drunk, and I was like hanging out with him. So I could probably like,
secondhand drunk.
Secondhand this or something.
Secondhand drunk.
But I'm fine, honey. Everything's great.
This grower is amazing.
Beer. I like it. Yeah. It's so far, it's leading the pack.
I drank mine already.
I already drank mine. Oh,
you're right.
I better put some more in there before you guys take it off.
Take another beer.
Aroma.
Before we get to voicemails, we do accept emails. We like the emails as well.
Mm.
And... this week, Florida Steve sent us a long. He sent us a voicemail email. It's very long. Basically, it was saying, he agreed that the shows were getting too rammy and needed to be pulled back. Basically,
not supposed to talk about it.
There was the deleted show, but he was also giving some advice on Total Wine.
Big box liquor stores.
How to navigate?
You've got Total Wine, and then you've got ABC Liquor, and ABC Liquor is nowhere near as big or has as big a selection as Total Wine. And yeah, Total Wine does predominantly have wine, but they do have a pretty good variety of hard liquors. You've got whiskeys from the States and overseas, scotch, vodka, tequila, all that stuff. I mean, they've got a ton of it and a ton of brands. Now, I've watched them slowly evolve and getting more craft beer into their stores over the years. And I've got to tell you, there's one thing that you guys have to keep in mind. Number one is that if you guys do a search online on their website and you're looking for a particular beer, just because the site says that they have it in stock does not mean that that beer is on the shelf in the store. It could be in transit. It could have been ordered by the distributor and it's on its way. But the website doesn't tell you whether or not it's in transit or on its way, or even if
my guy would trust the website.
It just tells you it's in stock, that they have it. But Total Wine won't necessarily have it out on their shelf. Another thing, not too long ago, Funky Buddha had a bottle release, and I found that Total Wine in a nearby town north of where I live had it in stock. I went there. I knew they had it, and I knew it could possibly be in their back stock room. I asked one of the clerks if he could possibly go and find the case that had come in, and he pretty much blew me off. So don't expect big customer service from the associates that work
out. Or just basically
the craft beer.
Thank you, Florida Steve. Florida Steve goes on, but you know, we've got things to get to. Thank you, Florida Steve. Basically, it just sounds like BevMo. Sounds like a BevMo.
It looks more like Office Depot to me. Last time we were in the one in Sacramento, and it looks big. Warehousey type racking shelves, polished concrete floors.
Yeah.
Kind of not cool, but not warm.
Mm-hmm.
Smells of cardboard.
We'll find out here in a couple weeks.
Oh, boy.
But I mean, that's a pretty big thing. We'll have a BevMo and a Total Wine. So we'll have the two big chain liquor stores.
Yeah. And the Total Wine will sell singles.
Yeah. Florida Steve was also mentioning that, too.
Yeah.
They will sell singles, so
mm-hmm.
that and you can make a mixer like you can at Cost Plus.
Yes,
if you want to pay that mixer price,
but no cold doors.
No cold doors, huh? That's official.
Well,
you got that official? Is that Bethany?
Bethany, check this out for me. For the like six packs and bombers.
Mm-hmm.
Like two or three cold doors, but most beer, especially all the singles, are out on the shelves.
Okay. That's bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, BevMo.
But I'm just hoping that if they do, say, like a $9.99 six pack, like a mixed six pack, I'm hoping that they'll put something in there that's more expensive. So you're just like, oh, I'll just go get a six pack of this Modern Times, $9.99. There we go.
Yeah.
And then run out the door.
Take all the Modern Times and just makes it and like, oh, never have to never pay above $10 for any six pack in there.
That's my like dream goal of just like getting away with that one day. Just be like, oh, I just got a six pack of Stella Enjoy By for $9.99.
Less experience checker. You definitely
put it in their store box instead of the factory box.
At Vaughn's, when I was up in the register, we had the mix. You could make it your own six pack. And we didn't give a crap. It was just like, yeah, here's the mixed six-pack price. I wasn't going, even though I ran the liquor department at certain points, I was like, whatever. Then once in a while, I think I remember being like, dude, come on.
You're not fooling me.
But most clerks are just like, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
It's not that I want to be cheap. Just, I want to see if I get away with it. Just be like, ah, you got me. And I was like, yep, I did.
You got me, bro.
Nice.
Well done. Well played, sir. Mm-hmm. You took my corporate masters for a couple bucks. Good job. Get out of here before I get in trouble.
That's swell.
That's just fun. It's fun. And we have one more from... celebrity.
Here, check it out, eh? Cat been drinking, but before I tell you my list of beers, let me tell you why this happened, Holmes. Last weekend, I took out my CO to enjoy some beers, eh? And that motherfucker got too drunk. I said, like, obnoxious drunk, eh? Like the one that's telling
like us
that
every show,
yeah.
And that you're his best friend. And
is that one of us?
Says your name like every 5 seconds and shit, Holmes. Like really annoying, Holmes, to the point where you just want to fucking leave him there. That motherfucker got too drunk, eh? So to make it up, ese, he came over to my pad, Holmes, and made some carnitas from scratch, eh? That motherfucker can't cook for shit, Holmes. So I was scared because every time he uses a microwave, everything burns, eh? That motherfucker can't even boil water, ese. So he came over and made carnitas. They're pretty bomb, eh? So as he's making carnitas, Holmes, this is what we were drinking, eh? It was a Beechwood beer day, eh? Hashtag, it said. Mikey knows all about it because I tagged you, fucker.
What are yeah, he had all the good Beechwoods.
Amalgamator. Alpha Galactic, eh? That shit reminded me of Atari games, eh?
I want that Galactic. That looking shit was
the
for.
Best beer of the lineup, Holmes. Utter love, it said, just to, like, palate cleanse, you know, Holmes? That shit was a great weekend, Holmes. It was a... Beechwood beers all weekend long. I say, and just a heads up, Mikey, if you ever do want to hit the bottle shop in Long Beach, I say, let me know, eh? I got you, Holmes. That
they place looks good. Me, they got more Beechwood than Beechwood.
I think I paid their rent for their month already, I say. But they got everything, Holmes. They got all El Segundo, all the shit you can't get, like the ha-has and all that crap. There's a lot of Beechwood, Holmes. Just go down the line, Holmes. They got everything you fucking need. I said, they even have a special hidden shelf, I said, behind the cigars. Just let them know you know Chew Your Beer, eh? He'll open that thing, Holmes, and you can probably yeah. find some Chocolate Rain, some, what is that, 120-minute IPA by Dogfish Head, Holmes. Who knows? They said you might find some Heady Topper, eh? Or some... Focal banger, Holmes. I'm just saying, that's it. Mm. But don't say anything, Holmes, unless I make the call, Holmes. You ain't gonna find shit, that's it. This is Chew Your Beer, and Chew Your Beer's got the connections. Orale, I think watch your way. Peace out, eh?
There's the bottle shop in Long Beach, right there by Still Beach, right on the ocean.
Oh, yeah?
Over on the almost just on the Still Beach side, but the other side of the river. You got to tell Chew, you're a perfect poor listener. You're like, Chew, let's have a get it at the bottle shop in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. He'll be like, all right, I'll hook you up. So apparently there's a secret stash there. Only people that know Chew can get access to. So. Oh,
got to bring the carnitas.
Yeah. Bring some carnitas and talk about Sublime.
Yeah. Where is Lou Dog?
So thank you, Chew Your Beer. And Florida Steve for emailing us this week because they're worried that they get cut off the phone.
And they're probably right.
They'd probably be right. Speaking of, we probably need a new beer, I'm thinking, before we get into anything else here.
You're thinking too much. That's your problem. Oh. There's one on the table here. Are we not opening this one?
We have, yeah. Oh, wait. Let's turn on the fridge mic here.
What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
I got some beers for you guys.
I love gold.
Would you like a beer?
Yeah, we like beer.
What kind of beer you like?
That mango or the stone in there. Get that out.
The stone?
Oh, my goodness.
On my shelf.
Ooh, I'm touching Mikey's shelf. Does it sound like this?
The Home Depot Coffee Company.
Oh, no. Turning down the fridge mic. Fridge mic off.
Cold Press Black from Bent Paddle Brewing Company. It is a coffee ale with Duluth Coffee Company.
Duluth Trading Company.
Duluth.
Work boots. Brewed in work Duluth, your boots. Minnesota or Minneapolis. Or what's that?
Our
name?
Boots are the best.
Is that Minnesota? Amen.
Mountain. Amen stands for mountain.
So this is must be from Single Cam Slam beer.
Oh boy. Wow.
Send us a nice porch bomb. nice message in it and everything.
He was on it. He's like, what's an address? I need to send something right now. He was like, boom, here's your package.
R-A-T, rat now.
Right now.
It is pre-ABV gamed if we care to.
Oh, all right.
Oh, Mikey has not had the... Ooh.
The nose on this thing is insane.
I likey. Coffee and cream.
Coffee, a little chocolate, a little raisin, a little kind of going on there.
All right, well...
I like my sugar with coffee and cream.
Oh, no, it's covered, so we can all play. ABV game.
I believe I said that.
Sorry, bro.
Thanks.
I remember you said it. Still,
I'm going with...
I don't know.
Am I even here? Is this even on?
Do you hear anything, Matt?
Oh!
I'm going
with... I wish Nick was here.
Hey! I'm right here!
And I guess Nick just doesn't like us anymore and doesn't like to be on the show.
I'm going to say... My gut is saying 4-5, but I want to say 5-2. So I'm gonna go with 4-5.
Oh, I was gonna say 5-2.
Wow.
Okay, 5-2. What's the brother say?
Do session coffee beers exist?
It just says coffee ale, black coffee ale.
Oh, so it's not a stout or a porter. But seriously, session coffee beer, that makes way more sense than IPA.
Might be good for my opening day roster.
Mm-hmm.
Except I can't get this again.
Should have saved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to be crazy and go 5-7.
All right. Then, and the reveal reveals that 6.
Wow.
Nick wins it.
What?
6. Wow, this hides the 6.
I would have not guessed this being 6%.
No, I thought I was... way like shooting in the dark because you guys guessed so low. Session coffee.
It was like a shot in the dark.
One step away from you. Well, good job, bent paddle.
Did you just lounge, Owsie?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well done.
The beer. Single can. Leave
me your voice. Nope. Will you talk about beer? Always. And tell me your drive. I'm not. I answered all of his questions.
How did we make it this far in the show without playing a Paul song?
I don't know, man. Sometimes that happens that way.
Wow. He sneaks in there every once in a while.
We're so unpredictable.
Yep. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. You can call us to tell us things about craft beer. We like to
comments,
have
concerns,
topics
complaints
thrown at us that we can chew on. If you've got something like that, go ahead. And you want to be on the show vocally, leave us a voicemail. Mm-hmm. Or just whatever, man. We just like to have fun.
Just remember that we are not medical professionals, so our opinions... do not reflect that of professional stances.
Damn straight.
So, yeah.
Call the Dunning Law Firm.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Oh.
I'm not driving. I'm drinking. Slumber Jose.
Yep.
Slumber.
I just got home, finished some homework, had to do some programming. Ooh. Now that I'm done with that, we can start drinking. But while I was programming, I enjoyed some Evil Twin Imperial Glazed Donut Biscotti Break.
Nice.
That's definitely a match.
We can get it. We can get it here, okay?
I would imagine it was very roasty, very dark, very thick. One of you guys mentioned emergency drinking beer here out of Georgia's Wild Heaven.
What beer would you have in an emergency glass?
I may have put some in a teleporter on its way to you guys, along with some dry hopped sour beer from Orpheus Brewing Company. And a special little treat, a little something something. It's a freshie, bruh.
We get a little something something here.
On February 27th.
That's not what he's talking about.
And it's expected to get there at exactly 1 month of age on February 27th, I have a slow teleporter. You know, I can't afford high quality stuff. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy. Keep up the great work. Oh, and I forgot to call last week. So, Mikey, don't worry, man. Studio dog Louie does what he does.
He sure does.
Kind of sucks that iTunes featured you right after such a crazy podcast. But
yeah,
thanks for reminding us.
Welcome to the podcast, new peeps. Enjoy. I'm drinking. Yeah.
So thank I'm guessing he uses swallows to carry his beer, to teleport his beer. The question is, are they African or European swallows?
Yeah.
The brother might have to finish off this coffee.
That's fine.
Is it now?
I
why is this fine all of a sudden? No, I don't want it. No, you don't want it.
It's not tickling your fancy.
Wait, is that Alvaro's cheese or anything in that can?
Yeah, there's a switch.
Yes! Bottom pour of the grower.
We're getting the dregs.
Colorado Street.
Getting the trub, the dregs.
Chub. He's getting a chub.
I'm the guy that's taking the last of it.
Wow. Trub.
I'm always getting a chub on the show.
I love beer.
I love beer, Chief. Do you think Scotty B gets a chub when he's brewing beer? Just thought. I don't know why.
No, I think he would have.
Some things are better thoughts than they are podcast questions.
What's up, all right. It's your friend, the Beer Pope.
Yes, the Beer Pope.
Don't plan on doing the accent because
it's
really goddamn tough. So
it's not that tough.
I'm sure you guys
I love the beer.
May have mentioned it on the episode before this voicemail is going to go through. But I wanted to check in with you and think of and ask you guys what you thought of Mitch Steele's
name
for his new brewery.
Oh, no.
They just announced he's going to name it New Realm Brewery, and it's going to be out of Georgia. Thought it wasn't a bad name. Thought it was pretty interesting. But it got me thinking. I got a question to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm. We're good with questions.
As a new listener, I this may be buried back in an old episode that I haven't gotten to yet. But if you were to start your own brewery, what would you guys name it? I think that'd be pretty interesting with as many inside jokes you guys have. It'd be pretty funny. Either way,
inside jokes.
This makes it on to the show. And keep up the good work, guys. Take care.
Keep up the good work.
I plan to not open my own brewery because you have to be insane. Apparently, I was quick on that question.
Yeah, you got in there real quick, dude. But you have first-hand knowledge as you are witnessing it on a daily basis. So you might want to take the advice of Matt and just nobody ever open up breweries.
Never.
No, I mean.
Did you hear that, cousin? Matt's cousin that's trying to open up a brewery?
It depends.
Don't do it.
Well, I mean, if you're the right kind of insane, do it. It depends on the scale that you want to grow in. I mean, if you want to be a smaller brew pub, I mean, those are totally possible. Something contained within 1,500 to 3,000 square feet, that's fine. But if you're trying to, you know, I don't know. I mean, if it's just, it's weird being at a brewery because when you look at things, it looks like you're always chasing goals that never seem to happen. Like they're always just, oh, well, next month we're getting this and that. But then you look behind and what you've accomplished is amazing. You know, things do happen and you do grow and you do escalate quickly. It's just sometimes you have to take the time to look back. But opening your own brewery, you gotta be crazy. It's awesome.
Would you have a name though, in a fantasy land where you were opening a brewery and not worrying about anything else?
I had a brewery name once and it got shot down. I can't remember what it was.
Pew, pew. Did we shoot it down?
No.
Were you the guys that shot
it? Probably.
It was before.
No, that's dope.
It was like in our drunken haze days, before Garage Door came around. There was four of us and. Somebody had mentioned something.
It was like the 70s show circle.
Yeah. Just like that.
360 camera. They invented the 360 cannon.
Yeah.
There was a name that came up back then. I can't remember what it is, so I just gave up.
I just give up brewing. Yeah. I give up brewing.
That's a great name.
Yeah, there nice. It is.
I like it.
That's mine.
You have one, Mike?
No, I don't. That's a good question, and we haven't done it before. I probably do some sort of deep Van Halen reference that only super Van Halen nerdies would, like Romeo's Delight Brewing or something.
That is deep. Yeah, that's always, that's a good place to start. Like, what's your niche?
Yeah.
And go down that path and find it.
I'm thinking you would have a biking reference brewer. Not bike dog. Bike dog's already taken, dude. You like dogs and bikes.
Bikes and dogs. That is a pretty epic name.
Mm-hmm. Bike dog.
Bike dog. You could always go, you know, like kind of like Rebel, Life Behind Bars. Get it? Double reference.
were you trying to reference Rebel IPA? Is that what you're trying
no,
to
do? No. I mean,
that's,
like...
That's what I got out of it.
Like the hard edge, like I'm a badass, like Life Behind Bars.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm talking about like handlebars and like serving bars.
It's double entendre.
Yeah, not being in prison.
Would you just call your bars Easy Hop?
Ooh, nice.
Oh, wow.
LaGrange Brewing. Eliminator Brewing.
I always wanted to do a coffee beer named Grind after Sharp, Alice in Chains song.
Sharp.
Oh, I love that song.
Fun fact, Record Store Day, the four songs that were not on albums from Alice in Chains will be on a Record Store Day.
Oh, good. Look,
so it'll be a little, it's a little bitter. Is that one of them?
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one off that album?
Queen of the Rodeo.
No. A little bitter. Queen of the Rodeo. There's the other song that was on there, What the Hell Have I?
Ooh.
And then.
Oh, that was soundtrack only.
And Get Born Again and Died. Yeah. Those four songs will be on an album.
When's Record Store Day?
April 22nd.
I'll be ready. Go to Tower Records. Better be there.
Money. So. Hand. Ready.
And there was a bunch of other stuff, but that was one that stood out. And I was like, I want this vinyl record.
Yes, I will take before it's on Amazon for four times the price.
would you call your brewing a Sledge Factory? Sledge Factory
Ooh,
brewing?
That's a good
one. Oh, that's good. If you're all good. New England beers. All New England style.
All New England style.
Sledge Factory
Room brewing. Room 1,000 Years Wide Brewing.
Ooh, another good one. Super Unknown Brewing would be cool.
Super Unknown Brewing. Would you call it Purple Brewing?
No, it's self-titled brewing.
No, self-titled. Okay. We got to at least come up with four or five more.
B-track.
B-track. Are you just looking at things and saying them?
Yeah.
Carpet.
Carpet brewing.
Lamp.
Lamp brewing. Roof brewing.
You should
Wall
really,
brewing.
You should really name your head Moosehead Brewing. That way you already have a sign. Yeah. To hang in the
already
window.
Got the sign.
We already got the sign.
Blue Album Brewing.
Ooh, yeah. Buddy Holly Brewing.
12 Gracious Melodies.
That's pretty deep. Literally because it's a hidden track.
Yep.
Be all maybe Spinal Tap. Be all Spinal Tap references.
Ooh. Number 11 Brewing.
Number 11 Brewing. None More Blacker.
Cleveland.
Fear of being trampled by a miniature Stonehenge.
Stonehenge Brewing.
Miniature Stonehenge Brewing.
Yeah. Voicemails.
Yay.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Paul. Hi.
Calling from the...
Paul from Fairfax. Uh-oh.
Calling from the what?
From the, that might have been my fault.
Hey, guys. We're okay. It's okay.
Calling from the Fieldwork parking lot.
Oh.
With the Fieldwork parking lot report.
Oh, man. We just got a live.
Ah, live.
Doesn't have bootleg. A parking lot, so I'm just parked.
Yeah. No, it's street parking.
Okay, I'm calling today with a beer challenge for Scotty B. Or maybe Zach's Brewing.
Or maybe better yet, how about it's a Fresno Live Beer Challenge. Roger.
Roger Pinebaum.
Zach Brewing. Condominium Brewing.
Full circle.
This sounds like a joke at first, but I'm dead serious about it. A Goza dry hopped with Skittles. I know that sounds ridiculous, that but
does.
I think it would
Scotty
actually
B
be
doesn't
fucking
think
delicious.
That's ridiculous.
Now, I know there'd be some complications, because Skittles not only impart flavor, but a shit ton of sugar, so there would be some interesting fermentation going on there, but I think it could be really damn good. Another
I agree.
Beer idea, because of the lost episode, which was number 191, I think somebody, maybe Pine and Palm, should have a beer called 191, and it should be a permanent residence on the menu board and in tribute to famous or infamous lost episode.
Oh, I
so
love
take
that
one, see what you can do with it. Finally, last order of business here. Matt, I had you looking out for the Grower's Pale from Alvarado Street,
uh-oh,
and it was just pretty much the perfect beer.
Yeah,
yep.
I would give it absolute 5 stars.
Agreed.
A+. So if you're able to get a hold of that one, man, oh
somehow,
man,
one of these days you'll get
and
a hold of it.
That's all for now, y'all. I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
I would like Paul to give us his name for a brewery.
Thanks,
because
Paul.
I have a feeling he would
nail
it.
Oh, Paul would have great names.
Yeah.
Dream him and Chew Your Beer.
Oh, man.
They could just develop.
They could start a company.
Oh, yeah, they could.
Yeah.
A beer media company. That's
name
not a
generator.
Joke.
Beer, brewery name generator.
And I want to be, I'll be their blogger and social media person.
Nice.
They just Dick come Farts up brewing. With the creativeness.
Struggle is real.
And the final voicemail of the week.
But damn, their beer is good.
Perfect pour. Hey, it's Evil Circle here. So I got a little fun question for you guys.
We like
you guys
this.
Ever had to have a drink at any of the following three bars I'm going to list? Why would you have a beer with it? So the three places are the Three Broomsticks from the Harry Potter films.
Uh-oh.
Cheers Bar from the TV show Cheers. Or Rosie's Bar from the TV show MASH. You guys had to sit down, have a drink in there, you know, hang out with the guys off the show, and why you guys would do it. So, love to know what you guys think on that. Little fun question. Keep up the good work.
Well, the Harry Potter thing's out for me. I've seen the first Harry Potter film. That was enough. I forgot about the MASH bar.
MASH bar.
You guys are too young. You probably never even seen a freaking episode of MASH.
Seen it. Don't remember it.
It was always on the TV. I just choose Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Come Cheers. On. Come on.
I don't know if I would prefer Coach or Woody. I'd probably be right in the middle of that. But I would not want to be at Cheers or What's-Her-Name came in.
Oh, Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of it. I stopped watching the series. I stopped rewatching the series with that.
I kept watching it all the way through.
Even Frasier's okay in the show.
Well, Frasier's such a really like a, you know, number six or seventh character on Cheers, which is funny how well he did. Frasier did after.
Welcome to the All Cheers podcast.
Yay.
Nah,
we know way too much about this.
That's a good coach or Woody.
Mm-hmm.
I would go Coach on that.
Yeah, because he'd be the kind of guy who'd be like, because he'd be like, I kind of want one more beer. And Coach would be like, you just get here. You want another beer?
Yeah.
Want your first beer? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah,
sounds
coach.
Like a good idea. Thanks, Coach.
Oh, man.
Tell me a story and babble on for a little while.
He's your beer coach. I don't see that on social media. Somebody snapped that up.
Beer coaching?
Beer coach. Like, no, just as a handle.
Oh, the beer coach.
The beer coach. I haven't seen that.
Sports reference.
Yeah.
Sports.
You made that one too easy.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Even if you put Always Sunny in there, I still would have chose Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Patty's? Is that the Always Sunny part? Or no?
I don't remember. There was a name for it?
Yeah. No, their bar. Always Sunny. Philadelphia. That was you're referencing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pat or whatever. I love that show. No. Can't even think of the name.
Unless, sorry, final answer.
Yeah? Go ahead.
I would go to the Winchester over everything if that was listed. From Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Wait for all this to blow over.
Yes.
I'd definitely go to the Winchester.
Yes. Sure. They have at least one handle that's good, one decent handle.
Yeah, I'd have to be in Europe, but you know.
Yeah, because that would be what I'm afraid of. It's like, what would they have? What does that place have?
Get a pint of lager.
A lager. Here, lager. Beer.
Lager.
Just like how they order beer in TV shows and movies. I'll have a beer. And then they bring you a beer. Like,
they bring you a beer.
The fuck?
There's only one beer.
Yeah, there's just one beer. I'll have a beer. Oh, good. We have a beer on tap. Here it is. Here's our beer.
Yeah, I think we got a beer.
Yeah. Let me look around in the back. I think we got that.
Two cold ones, please.
It's beer.
Beer.
I don't know why they can't. I get there's some.
Can you do that in a craft beer bar? Can you just walk in and go, I'll have a beer.
I'll have a beer.
People try, but it doesn't work. I'll just give me whatever you think. And it's just like, no, there's like five questions that you have to answer.
No, I can't do that.
Answer these questions five before you may receive
you
a beer.
When I do that, then you come back to me with a full beer that I've given you, say, I don't like this. And now I've got to pour out a beer, asshole. So I need to ask you some questions here. Fill out this form.
If you can't just
please fill out this questionnaire.
Tell us if you're allergic to anything.
And then I'll pick your beer.
I dare somebody to go into Toronto and order a beer.
Yeah. just give me a beer.
Give me a beer.
I don't care. Just whatever.
I don't care it. Like, just so you go, I'll have a beer.
You will be ignored the rest of the night. You will not get any beer. Yeah. Any beer ever.
Don't downplay it. Don't try and pretend like you know they have a lot of stuff. Just walk in and go, I'll have a beer. Well, yeah, what do you want? I want a beer. Just give me a beer.
Oh, man. I dare somebody do it. And record it.
And record it.
Send it to us.
Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers. Joe. Well, I don't know where I'm at. My dog just rattled me. Looking out for beers. Beers we think you should look out for and beers we're looking out for personally. I'm looking out for New Glory, Sacramento's New Glory.
Yes.
Tropical Affair. Double IPA. I don't think I mentioned this before. I might have, but I'm still looking out for it if I did.
They had a surge here in the valley and then they kind of disappeared.
Yeah, they kind of faded off.
They pod faded.
They pod faded.
They still pop up at Moroa Shell.
I love gold!
Yeah, I can't get them at Fig now.
They were on everywhere for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were on at Pops and Rocket Dog and Goldstein's and... Then it's like, who? Who are they?
Who are you? Noble Ale Works has a Canniversary.
Nice.
Triple IPA.
I did see photo. It's like a birthday cake.
Yeah. Can. It's like all looks pastel, like a cold can.
Bright colors.
Cool can art. It's fun. It's fun.
It's fun.
Fun. So, looking out for that.
Surprised somebody didn't call in bragging that they had that beer.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Perfect Pour guys, I had this Noble beer.
It's cool. Right now, what we have in front of us is the Stones Tangerine Express IPA. IPA packed with whole tangerine and pineapple. And I was looking out, this beer I was looking out for, and then it's $5. They only had this bomber is only $5 at Fig, which is a very rare occurrence.
Great.
Google I was like, movie. Oh, it was bottled only a couple weeks ago. So it's fresh. We're I don't know why it's only $5, but it's $5. So let's go. Let's get it.
Somebody mispriced
let's it. Let's have a get it. Oh, I like that.
It's probably $9 now.
I like the aroma. I like the aroma because I like the tangerine and orange aroma.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Figuring this out or figuring it out.
Mm. It's like that Led Zeppelin song.
Mm. That's one of their worst songs.
I agree.
Oh,
he's just saying it's like it. He didn't say it's one of the best songs, bro.
I get it now.
What song is that? I'm
called Tangerine. Zeppelin 3, I believe.
Oh, okay. Zeppelin 3.
Don't make me.
It's on Zeppelin 3.
I'll pull up the song.
Do you have the record? Do you have the vinyl? Do you have it on original vinyl?
I do believe 3 is the record I do have.
Okay. So did I.
Out on the tiles.
There was a point in time where the brother's like, I have so many records, you should have this one.
Aw, big brother. Here you go, little man.
What it means is he got something better, and he's like, yeah, here's a repop 80s Led Zeppelin record or something.
It's a real deal.
Okay.
El Segundo.
Because he's got the spinny cover.
El Segundo is coming out with they're out with a single hop series.
Hmm.
The single hop series is called Bursted. Bursted.
That's gross.
So single hops, and the first three I've seen that they've come out with, a Simcoe, a Mosaic, and a Citra.
Ooh.
22-ounce bottles. El Segundo doing single hop IPAs with the best hop. Simcoe, Mosaic, and Citra.
Dumbass. What's that? It's a single malt, single hop.
Single malt?
I don't know.
He's doing single malt.
A what?
It's a smash beer.
Smash. There you go.
We have one coming up.
And they look a little, the label's a little different than El Segundo usually has. It's like a brownish kind of mm-hmm. label. So
they're always, yeah. Blue. You
know, yeah. Bluey. So don't get thrown off. I'm looking out for those. Stones Enjoy by their 420, their famous 420. I haven't seen it pop up yet, but
what's
it's
that
out.
Holiday?
I don't know. Golly. It's
legal now.
It's a legal holiday. It's legal. Okay. It's voted legal. Yeah, Fresno is not about making it legal, but the rest of California
it'll
is okay
with
it.
It'll be more legal in 2018.
So that's usually the one I like the most of the Enjoy Buys is the 420, but we'll see. We shall see. Modern Times Effective Dreams IPA. This is one of those four packs that are only available at the brewery.
Mm.
16-ounce cans. It's a collab with Great Notion from Portland. It's got Citra, Mosaic, Southern Passion, and 9326. These all sound good to me. So I don't know how we'll get it, but I'm just throwing it out there. 20 bags.
Did you say get it?
Get it. Have a get it and drink it. Half Acre has a Vallejo IPA that's coming out on the 31st. It's got a cool looking can, so I'm just adding it to the list because it's got cool ass cans. Half Acre. Giving some love out there to the East Coast listener that can get Half Acre, but we can't. Anything you're looking out for, Matt?
I'm looking out for West Coast IPAs. They seem to have taken a back seat recently.
Oh!
So I'm looking for my hoppy,
classic,
unfiltered, but not hazy, not New England.
Oh.
I just need my hops back. Bring back the hops.
You want straight up California West Coast?
Yep. That's all I'm asking for.
Don't make it New England.
Speaking of good hoppy beers, I'm looking out for a six-pack that's in my fridge. This has been another time that Whole Foods in town has done me a solid. They got six-packs of Panic back in, which they're almost never out of. Bottled on 3/8/17. March 8th.
Oh, I got the vapors. So, I got to get that.
So, I mean, they've been pretty on the ball with just that one beer.
they are focused on that. Laser focused on that. The others
that
are like,
Panic
whatever.
Has been fresh every time I've gotten it. So,
and the guy that runs the department, I was in there a couple of days ago, and He's like, can I help you with anything? I said, nah. I'm fine. I can handle this.
I looked. They had quite a few things in there from February, so it wasn't too old. But I was just like, March 8th, I'm getting this.
Hell yeah. Basically, nowadays, it's like if I see an IPA and it's within 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm just getting it. I don't care.
Who knows? Not what it came for, but yeah, you're going home with me.
It's fresh. It's all that matters in the IPA game, bro. Mm-hmm.
Came for peanut butter, leaving with fresh.
There is
IPA.
There is no more beer that is more like produce than IPAs. It's like they're like bananas. They're like.
Are they the worst?
No, like bananas have this such a small shelf life. Oh, like
yep.
They're green for a little bit, and they're still good green, like an IPA. You get an IPA a little bit too early, it's still really good, but it's like, woo, this is super ripe. That same thing with a banana. And then it gets in that magic day where it's just the perfect yellow.
Yep.
Just a tinge of green in there, but mostly yellow, no blackness at all. And that you're like, boom, perfect banana. And that's the way IPA is.
Yep. And then the next day you go to open the banana and it just rips in half and you're just like, all right.
Yeah.
So that's how my day is going. Doesn't even open the peel. The banana just goes straight in half.
First banana problems.
Brother doesn't like bananas, so he can't relate to us right now.
Nope, he can't.
Blah. What's a banana?
But they're so nutritious.
Things that ruin everything.
If you want to know how much my brother likes bananas, YouTube the clip of Ron Swanson trying to eat a banana. That's about an adequate description.
I'm glad that exists.
I might have to put that on.
I thought you were going to talk about the vegan bacon. No, please, may I have another? Yes. Drops it in trash.
No, that's good.
Yeah, please, may I have another?
There is.
When he's got is the little bacon sample stand, and he's just basically just trashing all the guys.
Like gluten free, non GMO, vegan bacon.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I would.
Drop.
Please, may I have another? I may have to add a Ron Swanson video to our glossary page. Perfpod.com. Look on the glossary page. Get caught all up on anecdotes. All the show stuff.
Everything we wish we could be.
Mm-hmm. What else? What else are you looking out for?
That's what I'm looking out for.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
Nick, what are you looking out for?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Speaking of...
I'm revved up, bro.
We're watching Nick Offerman eat a banana.
Everybody quiet. We're going to watch. I'm going to watch Nick watch Nick Offerman.
He's inspecting it as if it were from the swamp. He's taking a bite. He's throwing up the bite. He instantly went and got a hamburger. He's trying to eat it in a hamburger now. It has officially ruined the hamburger. Let's see what he does with this hamburger. Oh, he accepts it. Okay, so that's the acceptable way to eat a banana is with a bacon cheeseburger.
All right, good to know. Thank you, Ron Swanson.
Okay, so looking at four
beers.
Second to banana is cherries for me. Every time you put a frickin' cherry in a beer, it tastes like cough medicine.
Yeah, I'm not a fan so much either.
With exception to Dust Bowl's. Dust Bowl does a really good cherry beer. I can't remember the name right now. Well,
Fruit Tramp.
Something like Twisted
that. Monk? Super Tramp?
Twisted Monk, yes.
Twisted Monk, okay.
Very good, Mikey.
Way off.
Because it's on the wall right there as he's walking right by it. How about that? So, North Coast Brewing, my favorite old Rasputin producer.
And old number 38.
Yes. And Prankster is also good. And Brother Thelonious is also good.
My doctor recommends Prankster. Fun fact.
Okay. Weird ass doctor, but keep going to him. So, they're doing a Berliner Weiss, tart cherry Berliner Weiss. I like the first part of that word. I'm questionable in the second part of that.
Tart?
No. Berliner Weiss I like.
Mm-hmm.
Tart cherry, I'm like, is it going to work?
Well, Berliner Weiss is our tart.
Right, but this is cherry. So is this going to be tart NyQuil?
Yes.
Okay.
Robitussin.
Yeah.
So don't look out for that.
Tart cough medicine is what they're talking about. But it's North Coast, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, it depends. If they're going to do like real cherries, it's maraschino cherries, or just cherry syrup.
Right.
I've seen cherry-infused things go all of those directions.
So there it is. There is that. This is a looking out for everybody else.
All right.
Which seems to be my theme for the night. Beers I am not looking out for, but I'm going to tell you about anyway.
But there's some listener that might be into this.
So this is another brewery that if anybody was going to do it, I think they would do it well. And so Southern Tier, I don't know if you guys remember them.
Yeah.
They're known for their dessert beers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a beer. And somehow we've successfully avoided talking about this damn fad about Girl Scout cookies and beer.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Mm. But
we briefly brushed against it, but not full on.
They are doing a thick mint.
Thick mint?
Thick mint.
Instead of thin mint,
right.
Thick mint.
Mint. Gosh dang it. Is it a mint stout? Maybe. It's probably a stout, huh?
You would think. If I'm going to do a thin mint knockoff something, I would think it would be in the stout category because of the chocolate and the whatnots. And the mint doesn't sound good for another style.
Not a peanut butter
porter. Porter or stout. That's all I'm saying.
And their social media is nothing. So
there's a little critique of your social media there.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Southern Tier, thick mint stout. Look out for that. I'm sure they probably did it spot on. I bet you it tastes exactly like
the damn cookie. Exo Perro can have that at least.
He can.
Report back.
And tell us. And finally, Abnormal Beer Company is now canning their first couple beers. And their beer labels blow me away. They are freaking amazing.
Freaking amazing.
They don't even look like beer. It's so minimalist. It just says Abnormal. It's got a stylized A. And that's pretty much it. Simple monochrome black and white cans. Their first two beers are... I can't even read this. Oh, New Money and Trinity. Oh, Matt has one right here. It's amazing. How do you get that so quick? I'm just kidding.
I wish. So it's been a while since we've had some Abnormal.
Their can release is about to start any day now.
Craig. Sorry, what was that?
So looking out for... Wait,
didn't they send us beer directly last time?
Yes. Yeah, we've had their M2 before the San Diego guys had M2, and they were
looking
not happy with us.
Re-up with the perfect core shipment, you know.
Derek.
But I think I'm going to say this here as knowing nothing at all, but I think Abnormal is going to be a Modern Times killer.
Whoa.
Whoa, bro. Whoa, my actual bro. Yes,
actual brother. That's what I'm saying. I think
I hope you're
Modern
wrong.
Times actually has competition.
I hope you're wrong.
I do too, times. But the way these cans look, I think Abnormal Beer Company...
I'm excited.
Bringing it.
You're saying there's something sexier than excited Modern for Times? Some
cans. These cans are pretty dang sexy.
Super get excited for cans.
This beer makes me feel like I'm shopping in the garden section at Home Depot. I'll just put that in your face.
In your face.
What we have here is Depravity Imperial Peanut Butter Cup Stout from Renegade Brewing Company. Renegade is out of... Any guesses where they're out of, guys?
Renegade sounds like Tennessee.
It's not on this side of the mountains.
I don't know. It doesn't say in the can. I was really hoping the answer would be there. It's not. It's offensively delicious, though. I think this is a Matt beer, right? Is this out of yours?
I didn't bring that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I did. I don't think so.
Well, Thank you for the depravity.
Denver, Colorado.
Okay, maybe this was from...
could be from Gabe.
Gabe? Hopefully Gabe gave this to us.
Unless my coworker Zach gave it to me. I mean, it's a dessert stout, which is his style.
But thank you, person that gave it to us. We're checking on that Renegade Brewing, where they're out of.
Sure.
Your guess is we're doing a brewery area guess game now. Mm-hmm. We have a new game. I'm going to say Depravity does sound Colorado.
That's what it says.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, you're wrong. What is it saying?
It's got to be something.
I just looked it up in social media.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
it. You know my phone and I'm looking at it? Just typed it in.
The internet, huh? You have the internet?
Yeah. Wow. I know how to use the Googles.
Wow. You're pretty good. I guess we'll keep you around.
I was looking up at the abnormal cans and you asked that question, so I looked at that.
He's looking at my cans.
Which the abnormal cans do look pretty good.
Aha!
Which I question if they are painted or shrink wrapped, because that would make a difference for me, because most modern times cans are painted.
Well, you know, got to start somewhere.
If these are shrink wrapped, I'd definitely knock off points.
Oh, I'm knocking out points.
Oh my God, I don't drink shrink wrapped cans.
Which they do look shrink wrapped. So, anyways,
I don't care. They're coming hard. I heard it as soon as I said it.
Would you say they're a grower?
Phil, your words.
Man, cut!
Drinking!
Woo! Hey, man, time to open up your Untappd app. We like Untappd. It's our favorite of the beer checking in apps, but there are several.
Yep.
There's not just Untappd.
There's no right or wrong.
No, there aren't. But you know, we're accustomed to the Untappd and Barley is a cool app. We like them. We like all the apps, but we do regularly use Untappd. I'm Dorktown on Untappd, and a couple of the highlights that I've been drinking this week. I had a past couple nights. I was just feeling drinking.
Who are
like,
you?
I wanted to get a buzz, damn it. I wanted to get a week buzz, weekday buzz, weeknight buzz, damn it.
I want a week buzz.
I want a week buzz. Oh, this is giving me a week buzz.
That's a good name for a session beer.
I had a juicy IPA, Barrel House's juicy IPA.
Gosh.
I made a beer bench video of it.
Damn it.
It may or may not be up as you're listening to the show. I don't know. But speaking of beer bench, on our YouTube channel, we have a YouTube channel, The Perfect Pour. Look for the Perfect Pour channel on YouTube. We have a beer bench video from not one of us. I mean, we all have our own beer bench video up there. But Chew Your Beer has a beer bench video up on there. So go subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch the beer bench videos. And so I had that. I liked it. It's their New England style IPA, but it's not foggy at all. It's looks like a regular IPA. It tasted like a tropical-ish IPA to me. I wasn't getting a New England, but it was still a good beer as far as I was concerned. A Triton Project from Modern Times.
Mm-hmm.
Had one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah IPA from 21st Amendment.
I want that beer.
I like it. It's good. I liked it.
Where do you find this?
I was a little slightly surprised. I was like, because I'm kind of like off of 21st Amendment. I'm like, bored.
Had it.
The blah blahs is very solid. I got it at Fig Tree Liquor.
Whoa.
Locally looking out for it. And that's the interesting stuff that I was drinking this week. Bearded Brewer, Matt.
Man. Yeah. I finished off my 4-pack of Booming Rollers. I was at Spokeasy a couple different occasions for their anniversary and for a birthday.
I saw a picture on our Instagram. Yeah, one of us was there.
Go ahead and go with you. I did that. Yeah,
yeah, I did that.
Had a pale 394 can, and it was delicious twice.
I'm looking out for those cans still.
They had bottle and can, and I just went straight for cans.
So you at the bar, like, okay.
No, I don't know that's why. A
good choice.
I don't know why, but they had both.
Okay, yeah, that's kind or at of least weird they had for list, them to have both.
They had it listed two times, and one of them had a little asterisk, and asterisk means in a can. So I was just like, well, you have that in a can. They did answer yes. So I didn't ask them if they had both, but they had it listed both ways, and they did say yes to my question. Enjoyed a day blazer at the Spokeasies. Brought home a six-pack of Mount Whitney Extra Pale Ale from Tioga, and I've been sipping on that. It was good. Flat Tail has a beer they called Little Green, which is a dry hop saison, which is my normal go-to, but they were out of it, so I went for their Kolsch instead, which is the red can, and it was a pretty damn good beer. I don't usually gravitate towards Kolsches, but it was perfect. So, sipping on that. Then Goldstein's continued on their Central Coast Brewing keg selection. They brought in General Schwartz, It was a dark beer. It's a dark lager, if you will.
Is that a Spaceballs reference?
It could be. So General Schwartz, it was good.
Schwartz is as big as mine.
The other New Modern Times one, the Dymaxin, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That is tasting pretty good. And then I had the Hop Concept, their newest release. Glad I went with the half pour. That 8% was pretty brutal.
Not hiding the alcohol.
In general, I'm just not too crazy over high percentage beer. I mean, with barrel-aged stouts or imperial stouts aside, I'm just not into boozy IPAs anymore. So,
all right.
That's my Ben Cott.
The Nick 80. That was Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. The Nick 80 on Untappd.
So I drank a beer.
All right. I drank a beer and I liked it.
Ooh, nice. Those are nice cans.
Katy Perry. It has nice cans, yes. Beer cans.
Beer cans. She has very nice beer cans. I have finally got my hands on some cans. Long pause. Of Epic Brewing Company, now in Fresno.
What?
Cans of beers such as?
Such as and to forthwith.
Son of Baptist with coffee. Locally roasted coffee. If you're looking for a opening day morning starter beer, I would recommend Son of Baptist.
All right. What's the alcohol percentage on that?
Yeah, like 9.
That doesn't sound like a good recommendation.
That's a good way to start your day. Get, you know, straighten things out. Put some
by your first step. Pitch of the game, you're first done. Game.
Is it like
baseball?
Yay. You see what happened? No, I had a 9%er and passed out.
See what happened? The Reds game? No, I didn't. Yeah, guys. Baseball opening day, man. I'm going to have whole day all to myself watching beer. I'll probably do some stuff on our social media, so. Make sure you're following.
Oh, it's 8%. You're fine, Mike. It's 8%.
Oh, well, then. Fine. That totally wake me fine. Up. Get me going.
What day was this opening?
April 3rd, Monday.
Are we going to have to lock you out of our social media?
You guys might have to change the passwords on social media.
It's opening day. Lock him out.
Lock him out. Lock Mikey out. Come on, everyone. Look at my butt. No,
we're trying to get listeners back, not chase them away.
Come on. You know what you want. There's not enough butts on Instagram.
There's enough.
There's enough.
One
male butt is enough. on all of Instagram.
That one does not work out. How about some brainless raspberries from Epic Brewing, also in a can?
No.
Okay. How about some Triton Project?
Oh?
On draft.
On draft?
Mm-mm.
Any better?
I don't know. I haven't had my bottle yet.
Oh.
Whoa.
How was it on draft?
It tasted excellent with my Popolo's pineapple and Canadian bacon pizza.
Mm.
I don't dig pineapple on pizza.
You get out of here.
You and producer right Becky now. Be fine.
All right.
She likes the pineapple.
We're going to get pizza.
Even at work, when I offered to buy the pizza, people still gave me the when I said pineapple. And I was like, I'm buying the pizza. Come on.
Free pizza. I would agree with those people.
Shut the F up.
No, I had to today, and because I didn't buy it, and I tried to like very subtly like flick off the pineapple. Ding, ding. Ding, ding, I was all ding, 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 ding. You know when you grab the pizza and like
you just kind of fall,
you kind of and no when you grab it out of its circle and I just kind of like shake it a little hard like oh no that pineapple fell off of there maybe people like extra pineapple and then like oh now it's good
so you touched all the pineapple
yeah
and ate all the bacon
yeah.
So, wonderful. Yeah. This is wonderful.
But pineapple like permeates. It
makes my pizza juicy. It
gets through all the juicy. Yes, tropical. Now it's got it's like your pizza's been tropically hopped.
Oh.
It's got a tropical hop now.
Nice.
It's juicy.
The original hopped. I love gold.
Oh, good. We don't need to play it then.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
One of my Benkots I didn't mention.
Ooh. Were you holding out on this?
Firestone Walker. Leo versus whatever. Lion versus bear.
I pay attention to the social media, so I saw that... that you had posted. It's well, maybe I'll save one of these for the perfect pour. And I was like, don't care if you do. Don't care if you know.
Oh, you don't care, huh? Well, then take it back. Here, pour your beer into my class.
All right.
No.
No. Make up your mind.
No, you have germs.
No, wait, you're germs. Did you have pineapple today? I don't want it.
It's permeating his beer.
I was going to get pizza for dinner, but they did not have fresh pizza available, so I got soup.
Who's they?
Whole Foods.
Oh. Them.
Went soup and salad. I was going to go salad and pizza, but it didn't happen.
I saw Craig Shorten at Whole Foods tonight.
Oh, you shortened?
Shortened. Shorten sighting.
Yeah, the short sighting. So what do you think of this?
Cleansing my palate.
Tastes like pineapple. Put that in your brain.
So pineapple on your beer, fine.
I'm not getting the pineapple
on your pizza is not okay. I think that's the tangerine mixing with this.
I rinse my glass.
Okay. Says the bearded brewer. So to wrap up my Benkot drinking, Walk of Shame Stout from Pine and Palm. Also on draft at Popolo's right now.
Oh. Nice.
Very good beer.
Nice. All right. Ben, Kat, Drinky! Cheers, everybody who listens to the show, especially our golden gods. Our golden gods are the people that actually give us their hard-earned money every month via the Patreon website, patreon.com/perfectfour, or look on our show notes. There's a link to our Patreon page. And those people that donate money to the show every month, they are our golden gods, and they make it so that we don't really the show doesn't cost us money. We're at that level. The level of the show doesn't necessarily cost us money. I mean, it does. Let's face it. But for the most part, you know, all the basic expenses of the show and also some basic beer is paid for because we've got pretty awesome listeners like the Golden Gods. So big cheers as always.
Big cheers
to them. We appreciate it. We do a little work for the show, and sometimes
work hard
people,
for the money, is what
people
you're
can
say.
Give back, and we appreciate it.
All right, Mikey.
Apparently,
is...
we need to buy new mic stands because my mic just fell in my lap. I don't know what that means. karma wise. I'm talking about donating money to the show, and the mic stand breaks on me, essentially.
Just tighten the bolts.
Tighten bolts, yeah. I don't have time for that. I am holding the mic. I am foregoing the stand. Fuck the stand.
You're going old school.
Old school, man. I'm going to hold it like I'm sitting on a couch. Cheers to Coffee and Comics. Cheers to XL Perro. Cheers to Jinx Baby 1508. Cheers to Manny G, Cody Graham, Colin and Janie Salomon, Tony Bags. Tony Bags has started the Perfect Pour Fantasy Baseball League this year, and there's still if you're getting this on the first weekend the show is released, there might still be time to get in there. There's a couple more slots available, so if you're interested in getting in the Fantasy Baseball League, hit up Tony Bags. I made Tony Bags give me his email so I could tell you, and now I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to look it up here in a second. But thanks, Tony Bags, for commissioning the league. All right, wait, here we go. Email, if you want to be in the Fantasy Baseball League, the Perfect Pour Fantasy Baseball League, email Tony Bags, anthony@greatbeer.us. I don't know. How the hell did he get that email? Oh, is that his? anthony@greatbeer.us. Email him. Tell him I want in. He'll insert you in. Be fantasy baseballing with us. Cheers to... I don't think we've mentioned this on the show. We may have. I'm sorry if we did. But it is... If we haven't, it's an egregious error on our part. Beer Notes on Instagram. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Beer Notes on Instagram. He has a moleskin notebook, which I am all right now. I'm like heavily into moleskin now.
really?
All moleskinning out.
Moleskin first.
I have a mini moleskin. I have the next level moleskin, which is at work. I use it at work. This is the mini. I'm holding it up and showing the brothers.
Yes, very mini.
It's a little mini that goes in your pocket.
It is.
Then there's another level that's a little bit bigger than that. That one's at work. Then there's the regular moleskin size.
Very nice.
Which I'm holding up. And then there's the daily planner or the year planner. This is the planner. And this is the moleskin regular notebook. So... I've got four different moleskin.
You're moled out, bro.
I'm moled out, bro. So, and he has a moleskin, and he'll have a beer. He'll take the label off the beer.
Oh yes, okay.
Put it on one page, and then he'll have all his detailed notes on the other page.
Very nice.
And that's all his Instagram feed is his moleskin review, beer notes. And it's very popular. Like, a lot of people are like, yeah, I follow him. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, I follow him.
So, cheersing him, man. You know, cheers to everyone that listens and shares us on their own social medias or talks about us and pumps us up. This is very appreciated. This is, the show is a big deal for us, and we really like doing it, and we really like people enjoying it. And this whole iTunes thing this past week has been pretty awesome. I've waited a long time to get that, and I've heard over the years, I had listened to a lot of podcasts about podcasting, and basically getting in new and noteworthy in iTunes has kind of been deemed as not that big of a deal, really, as far as like getting more
listeners. I'm glad we waited 5 years to get there.
It's a very overrated thing, getting in new and noteworthy, but we were featured. It's a different thing than new and noteworthy. Mm-hmm. And we've been just sitting there for a whole week right there in the featured podcast about beer and brewing, and it's been very awesome. And it's the past couple episodes have doubled, our downloads have doubled, so it's made a difference. So big cheers to iTunes and to any new listeners that have come from that, and hopefully you stay, because that's the big thing when you get something happens like that with like iTunes featuring you. The big thing is for people to stay. And so hopefully people are going to stay for us and hang out with us and enjoy beer with us. So cheers. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Just a second cheers out to Craft Brew Candy. I was at Strummer's, which is not probably my most sober state of place to be. They stay open.
Why would you be sober at Strummer's?
Because they're the place that's open till 2 a.m. in Tower. And Stones is not back. And I was standing there at the bar. I just ordered my beer, and she came up, and she's like, Beardy Brewer 87. And I was like, that's me. And she's like, you're Matt. And I'm all, yes. And she introduced herself. And
I already know.
I was like, hey, we're both human beings, and we're both in the same place, and we both have been drinking. And so quick introduction and... you know, wished each other a good evening. And so
what now? Okay. My question is, does she just know you from Untappd, or does she know you from the show?
Both.
So she knows you from the show. Okay. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's like, did she even know that you're on a podcast, or she just
we have mutual friends. Okay. So, I mean, there's multiple.
Yeah. It's like hearing and stuff. More cheers. That's it.
That's it. That's what's happening.
That's all that needs it. Cheers to all the people that at Fresyes Fest that don't bother Matt, by the way. watching how hard Matt has to work during big events, don't bother him during Fresyes Fest. He hasn't got time for that shit.
Thanks for reminding me.
He's running to the cooler. Yeah, I just depressed Matt. He's like, fuck. 16-hour day. The Nick 80
Jacks,
got some cheers.
Have you guys cheers Scotty B yet?
I don't think we have, man. That's messed up.
It's his birthday.
And he didn't even call.
Hopefully he has fun. He's probably having fun.
He's having too much fun to call. Too much
fun. He's reliving the 90s.
Aww. What? Did I not get invited? I'm not cool enough to be at Scotty B's party.
Apparently none of us are if we're podcasting tonight.
Yeah. Where's he at right now?
I was not laughing.
Where is he at right now?
Yeah.
passed out under a table?
I was just saying, maybe we'll go hook up.
Oh, I see.
We'll go get it.
You do a Scotty B get it. Sorry, I got to bring up my Untappd because I can't read my own handwriting. Oh, cheers to the half-ass beer blog.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys follow them on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to, but I didn't get around to it.
They hit 5,000 check-ins.
Must be nice.
Success on Untappd. 5,000 unique check-ins, and they got the badges for it. I'm sure we've all had 5,000 beers. Have we had 5,000 different beers, though?
I don't know. I'm bad on checking in on beers for the show.
Yeah.
And I always miss a few every week. So, really my uniques are like way higher.
Way higher.
So, that's the Untappd numbers don't reflect the real thing.
That doesn't sound good. I drink more than I report to people.
I drink way more than this. Even though I'm checking something every day, I still drink way more than what I check in. Like, my check-ins are about 20% of how much I drink. And every day
I would have been to 5,000 already if I just paid attention.
I drink two beers in the morning. I drink two beers at night.
Makes me feel all right.
I drink two beers before I drink two beers, and then I drink two more.
All right.
Make sure to check out that AleSmith.
The poor AleSmith guys are going to hear that all freaking day on that bottle release. That's all right.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I saw Perel because he did point that out when he shared that.
Oh, yes, he did post that. That's awesome. So, cheers. Wrapping up, cheers to Josh Seiwert. And,
I thought you were going to say Josh T, but that's way different.
No, Josh has done nothing for me lately.
Cheers to T, man. He's a bro. He's a bro. He's a part
he's
of the
pod, bro.
Part of the Dorktown network of podcasters.
Yes.
The Flowing with Famous, if you like local podcasts.
And cheers to MN Traveler. MN Traveler.
All right.
I'm guessing that's Montana. What was the MN state? We have this debate earlier.
Oh, yeah. What's Minnesota and what's Michigan? Montana's MT and Minnesota's MN, right?
All
right. Is that right? I don't know, bro. Well, DKF has...
Is there a thought there?
No, there's a beer. There's a thought. I'm just having problems articulating right now. In the two-hour mark, it's really hard to articulate on this show.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why we need to go.
If Nick, if you do me a favor and go to the beer fridge and get out on my shelf, get out the little green can. Oop. Let's turn on the fridge mic. Because I had damn it, I'm trying to find the music I had thought of for our outro music today. Because Bearded Brewer is insane. Damn it! Why did I turn on the fridge mic?
You bent over too far.
Please don't bend over for the.
Somebody's a Fati Bach over there. Ooh.
Not, there's two green cans, so I'm guessing.
No, that's not the one.
Okay.
On my shelf, on the far left.
Sir.
That was on your shelf.
I know. You're right. You're not. You didn't do anything bad.
We do need to open that beer, though.
You must.
Yeah,
distinguish
we do.
Your green cans.
That is greener than the other one. So.
Damn it. Just because Matt was talking about it.
Uh-oh. Oh, so you had.
So what? You drink two beers in the morning. You drink two beers at night. You drink two beers before you drink two beers, and you drink two beers more.
Uh huh.
Or what do you?
Blah blah blah. IPA from 21st Amendment. Blah blah blah.
That is quite the can.
Wow, that was a very solid opening.
I'm stealing the aroma.
Damn it!
I love gold.
Last beer of the episode, probably, maybe.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Don't mind me, guys. Keep going.
Guys, my Uber's here. I got to go.
I had the worst Uber here.
Aw.
I watched it. It'll be here in 2 minutes. It'll be here in 5 minutes. Like, they started going the wrong way.
What's your Uber rating to go down?
That's it. Portlandia.
I'm picking this as our outro. Right.
Oh. I've yet to rate my Uber. I hope they don't give me a bad rating, but they're getting a bad rating. A lesser than a good.
Did they not offer you a water?
Hey, you want to go to this gun store with me? Sure.
You should have blah, blah, blah.
No.
Oh,
you can't have it.
Want this?
I want the beer.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to The Perfect Pour. What do you guys think of this blah, blah, blah?
It's perfect for a craft beer podcast. It's beer to prove.
Did you try it yet, Nick?
What?
Time for First Amendment, blah, oh, yeah. blah, blah.
Smells like fresh laundry. Very good.
Approved. What is your beer of the night? Beer
it's
of the
hoppy.
Episode. What's your most interesting beer of the episode to you?
The backseat burner.
Backseat burner for Nick.
I'm going to say grower because I have three more of those at home.
I agree with the growers.
Damn it.
Beer of the episode.
I lose.
You didn't lose.
That bent paddle is pretty good.
This is a non-win lose situation.
I will say this bent paddle.
That was very nice.
It's a fine representation of a beer that's not from California.
All right. Thanks, everyone. PurplePod.com. PurplePod on all social medias. Have a great week. Drink a beer. Be safe, but have fun. Have the safe fun.
But most importantly, have fun.